What it will effectively mean is that those people who are now intending to build, on foot of putting in a commencement notice, there will be a development charge levied against them, which will be greatly reduced to what the old charge was. The old charge was in excess of €3,000. The new charge will be €1,500 for houses below 200 square metres and €2,500 for houses greater than 200 square metres. This is something I've worked at, I suppose, for the last number of years, be it four or five, and to bring it to fruition is good. Coupled with that, there are many waivers and exemptions for people who are trying to develop tourism products or ideas across our county, so that the council doesn't always seem to be taken from those, but are there to assist them.
But that means there will be a shortfall then in income. How do you counterbalance that to make sure that the authority's not worse off?
Well, that's correct, and the income is needed then to provide services for the people and the infrastructure across Donegal. And the proposal then to offset that is that there will be a charge, something which was never done previously, levied against people who are erecting wind turbines. And it's not just on per turbine, it will be assessed on the amount of energy which is created, essentially the amount of profits that are garnered from it. That will offset it in some way, and there are other costs then that have been put in to offset it. All in all, what it will mean is that it will help development in County Donegal. It will mean that people who wish to apply for planning permission will do so now, knowing that the cost that will be taken from them by way of a charge will be lessened, and I believe that it will start development or reintroduce development in parts of Donegal, which is badly needed.